Welcome to the SEI podcast series, a production of the Carnegie Mellon University Software Engineering Institute. The SEI is a federally funded research and development center sponsored by the U.S. Department of Defense. A transcript of today's podcast is available on the SEI website at sei.cmu.edu/podcast. My name is Will Hayes. I'm a principal engineer in the SEI Software Solutions Division. Today, I'm pleased to introduce Dr. Carol Woody, Technical Manager of CERT's Cybersecurity Engineering Group. So, Carol, thanks for joining us today. If we could start a little bit about your background and the things you've accomplished in your career and what you're bringing to us here at the SEI.
Well, it's been kind of an interesting trip. I was actually trained as a systems software engineer. And when SEI hired me in, and it's been 15 years, hard to believe, I was brought in to work with the security people and the risk management groups to begin to figure out how do we start to tackle the real challenges of software assurance, essentially building the software so that it has operational security.
Oh, great. So there's a particular project we want to talk about today, and it involves using metrics in the context of looking at assurance. Can you tell us the background on that work?
Well, we have been developing methods and practices for key areas, and I'm going to make sure I don't leave any out. Security requirements, software risk management, and supply chain risk management are three of the key areas, in addition to training how to do these. Mm-hmm. Measuring the effectiveness of their use is our real next challenge. We have lots of qualitative measures, but really establishing a quantitative mechanism to begin to really seriously manage this area has been almost the holy grail that we've been searching for. But we think we're beginning to make headway in that area.
Okay. So there's some compelling numbers, I think, that we're seeing in some of the publications. In terms of high-level languages that are common today, you've got some statistics that help us gauge the magnitude of the problem. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Through our research, we were able to identify a connection between security vulnerabilities and quality defects. Mm-hmm. And there's been a tremendous body of research, primarily I think Capers-Jones is one that has a lot of the metrics on that, in terms of tracking defect densities across various types of software products. And what we have determined through our research is that there is a 1-5% of the defects are actually vulnerabilities or should be considered vulnerabilities. Now, there's a caveat on that. We have very limited data. Very few people are willing to share data about security. But what we have been able to identify is primarily linked to operating systems. And there have been some deep analysis in terms of literally looking at each defect and determining what category they are. And that's where the 1 to 5% numbers come in.
This is an empirical benchmark that's been derived from data and systems that, staff at the SEI and within CERT have looked at.
We're leveraging a lot that's been done out in the academic environment. And then we have looked at it and really linked it to several of the quality projects that our group monitors. I believe there are about 100 projects that they have detailed data on. This is primarily through the TSP process,
the team software process. That's a very data-rich process that's been deployed out, and we've got a pretty good installed base. So you're really able to leverage that bit of research and field practice and bring it into a different realm for us then.
We are and we aren't. It was quite interesting because we were able to identify 5 projects out of these 100 that had excellent security and safety results. And we're assuming safety is closely tied. It seems to be closely related to security. Well, if quality were the total answer, all 100 of them would have had excellent results. So we did a deep dive on those 5 and really identified the linkage of critical security analyses and practices throughout their life cycles so that they were capturing the vulnerabilities early as well as the defects and then addressing them primarily long before the system was fielded so that they would have very good operational results.
Okay.
And so we have a high correlation, at least in that small data set, from the use of very good methods and practices that then support improving the addressing of vulnerabilities throughout the life cycle.
So there's a term that we're using a lot nowadays, assurance, and it seems to relate strongly to this thinking about things up front and understanding the qualities as we're building them. Can you elaborate on assurance as a topic a little bit for us?
Well, what we're really looking for is assuring that the software functions as intended and only as intended. So that relates to your requirements and how you define what you want it to do, but it also relates to the components that you're buying and assembling to make sure that they function the way you expect them and don't do other things that are unexpected, which may allow an attacker to cause instability or to actually breach certain parts of your system.
So given where we are in the technological evolution relating to software-dependent systems, the possibility that everything would be greenfield and built from scratch is really diminishing. And
I think it's almost zero.
Almost
now.
Zero. Many people feel that these are really assembly, not in the assembly language context, but assembly projects where we're taking known components with assurance cases tied to them.
Integration is the key word. Hmm. And it's integration within the context of where you're fielding the system that determines what it can do, and the question is what should it do. So you've got things in the configuration and implementation area you know you can do from an operational security perspective, but a lot of the challenges we're dealing with in the security world are vulnerabilities that are designed in and then others that are coded in that carry on into this environment. So how do you recognize those and figure out how to either mitigate them or put in place ways that you can identify and recover from them quickly?
So what's next in this line of research? Where are you heading?
Well, that's an interesting challenge. Obviously, 5 data points we don't consider to be a strong enough case to really ensure that we know what we're doing. Mm. So we are in the midst of working with several high maturity organizations. Oh. And these groups actually already collect a lot of metrics. Mm. So we've got some sort of starting baseline as to where they are in terms of their life cycle. And we are looking at integrating, we're training them on our policies and our practices and actually integrating it into their policies and procedures. So we're looking at establishing a repeatable mechanism across their projects. And then we'll be starting to look at their metrics to see, is this consistent? Mm. Because then that will start to strengthen our message. So essentially, we've got this core idea that shows a lot of promise that we're now driving out through some key contact organizations that are interested in working with us. So hopefully, we'll have a follow-on story to strengthen our message soon.
So like so many efforts at the SCI, there's a handshake and a marriage between research and practice. And it's very interesting to see how practice drives the inspirations in research, and research can enable some things in practice that are really groundbreakers. So that's great that you're able to work with so many other technologies from the SCI and have a real nice sense of synergy, a word we might not choose to use in a lot of forums, but there really is a nice confluence of concepts here, and it's feeding empirical data to your effort. That's great.
Well, there's that, but in reality, software assurance is a collaboration because it is the combination of the engineering, the development, the acquisition, and the implementation that all determine what you really can do with the systems and software.
That sounds like a nice vision for the work to to push people forward and to have them think about the role they're playing.
Right. Yeah, security has traditionally been kind of parallel and thought about separately. But if we're going to really rely on these systems and we expect them to have software assurance, it's got to be fully integrated.
So you're kind of tapping into the old adage, some folks under pressure might say, we never have time to do it correctly, but we always find time to do it over. Instead of having it parallel, if we integrate it, we're really making better use of our time.
Exactly.
Great, great. Carol, thank you very much for joining us today. Carol has published a blog post on this subject, and you can find that on our website at sei.cmu.edu, and you can just search for Carol Woody, and you will find that blog post as well as many other publications on this area. As always, a transcript of this podcast will be available on the SEI website at sei.cmu.edu/podcasts. If you have any questions or wish to follow up, please don't hesitate to contact us at info@sei.cmu.edu. Thank you.